last of dawn, with plenty of tailing fish.
And the perfect fly rod.
Yeah!
And get ready for some magic.
What an awesome eat, man!
I got one!
Oh, damn, I got him! You got it! I got him!
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic. I am your host, Mark Delaney Koo Wheeler, and welcome again. Pleasure having everyone here. We're going to have a great show tonight. We're talking about mother shipping, what you need to do, how to get yourself ready for something like that. And we're also going to have some reports from this past weekend, Memorial Day weekend. It was a long one for everyone, and hope everyone stayed safe and had fun. And we're going to talk about this coming weekend, what's going to happen, the weather, and hope for the best. So let's get right into it. I'd like to say hello to everyone in the chat room. Mr. LGB, what's going on, man? Excuse me. Hammerhead Greg Crisp, the King Rat, Laser 88. Laser 88, excuse me. Mr. Mark Lozier, what's going on, man? Host of the Tuesday Night Show with his, actually, he's the co-host. The main host is his wife, and just like anything else in life. And we have Poop and Stuff, a new guy. Welcome. Oh, man. All right. Guests, remember, you can go ahead and sign in and chat with us. Let us know who you are, what you're doing. Just by going down, and you can sign in using your Facebook account. All right. So let's see here. Let's start with some reports. Well, as many of you know who live on the coast south of Virginia, we have all met Tropical Storm Beryl in some way, shape, or form. That pretty much blew out most of the weekend for people down in South Carolina. Was getting some good reports of some king mackerel being caught offshore, along with some really good drum catches, and the trout haven't really been popping really good, apparently, but those who have found them in good numbers. So get on them down there in South Carolina. Hopefully once this all moves through and all the rivers blow out, all the rainwater and all that muck that's through there, you guys should be in some really good conditions. Up to North Carolina, heard an excellent offshore bite on tuna and mahi. Talked to a couple of captains down there. Ken Neal was down there this past weekend. Had an excellent day on the mahi. Basically, you could throw everything but the kitchen sink at them and tear them up. So congratulations on them, along with some tuna out by the 100-fathom line. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, the 100-fathom line. Doing really well on them. Inshore, really good cobia bite right now out of Hatteras and Oregon Inlet. Really doing well on them. Mostly side cast, and some guys have set up on some of the smaller wrecks. Or some of the wrecks, I should say, chumming them up and getting them good. I had some really big fish, a couple of 60-pounders caught this past weekend, so they're there. Moving up to Delaware, really good striper bite this past weekend, apparently, at night by the Delaware Memorial Bridge. Apparently, it was really good. Had a couple guys call me up and tell me that it was one of those good nights, Saturday night, I believe it was, along with during the daytime, some really good flounder bite, again, by the Delaware Memorial Bridge and around a couple of holes around Lewes, Delaware. Some guys really doing well on them. So congrats, guys, up there. On to Ocean City, Maryland. Usually we start with the bay. We're going with the ocean this time. Really good flounder bite, apparently. Really getting them. Some good fish. A couple of the boats that have left out of there have head down south and gotten in some drum. Also heard of some other fish, sea bass being caught offshore, some inshore too. So things are really, really popping up there. And I know a bunch of those boat captains really need the business. So good for them. On to the bay side, the bay striper season is on. And everyone fishing around the Bay Bridge Tunnel have been doing very well up in Maryland. Really, really tearing into them pretty good. Just phenomenal already this year on the numbers of fish being caught and fish being released too, which is a very, very positive thing. You know, the people are doing that. Croaker have been biting pretty good up there on the southern side of Maryland up towards the Susquehanna. Some of that rain has been going through has been pushing a lot of the perch and everything down a little bit farther than they usually would be. So the perch bite's been really good. The flounder really started picking up around the Bay Bridge as well. So it's good to hear that. Now for Virginia Beach, Virginia, South Side, pretty much all Virginia. Folks, it is on. We're talking some really good drum bites, ocean and bayside. Not only at Fisherman's Island, but if you've got it, someone with a boat and can run around between the second, third, and fourth islands, anywhere within 3 or 4 miles of there, you will find schools of big drum. Got into some this weekend. And it was out of sight. Thank you, Captain Ben Shepherd, for being the eye in the sky. We were in a boat that we couldn't really see very well for long distance, and he was able to spot them out 200-300 yards, get in front of them, and we just tore them up. It was great. All fish released, healthy, strong, and right back to the school to fight another day. It was a really good time. Saw a bunch of cobia, and the cobia is starting to get near the Bay Bridge Tunnel now. So those of us with the ability, remember folks, cobia are not to be trifled with if you're just starting off or have little experience with something like that. But they are there hard. Sitting underneath some rays, but a lot around the pylons and the buoys for those of us with stink pots. Flounder bite's been good around the Bay Bridge Tunnel. Pretty much, Lynn Haven's got a pretty good bite right now. Great Neck Bridge, if you can get over there, really good. Underneath the Lesnar Bridge at Slack Tide, excellent right now. Saw a bunch of puppy drum in Lynn Haven also this past weekend, paddling around. Staging before they hit the flats on high tide and also into the reeds. Tested for two schools of about 7 to 8 fish. Small rats, but they're there, along with some really nice trout in the back areas of Lynn Haven as well. So it is definitely going to be a good year. Rudy's been catching, fish and Rudy have been pretty good already this year, you know, with the trout bite early this season and now into the summer. We've got the reds moving in pretty well. And the flounder bite in Rudy has been great. Big blues have been caught this past weekend around Virginia Beach and Lynn Haven Piers. So that's an excellent sign. Big 30 inches. So if you want to go out there, soak some bait, throw some poppers in the morning, definitely this is the time to do it. And I think that is it. So we're going to recap this past weekend. Remember, folks, you can always call in. The phone number is 714-816-4727. Tell me about your Memorial Day weekend. You know, tell me about anything you want. Feel free. Poop and Stuff. You got to change that name, man. Have you ever caught a cobia in a kayak? Yes, I have. I've caught a small one last year. It was maybe 20 inches, and caught them while I was flounder fishing. So, released them right inside the kayak. Just was pretty cool to catch. Almost tore up my gear pretty bad. but, all right. This past weekend, had the great pleasure of paddling out Saturday night with a lot of kayakers. Miss Andrea Nunley was out there with one of her friends. Several other kayakers were out there. I think at one time we counted 13 kayaks at the Bay Bridge, at the Hanson Roads Bridge Tunnel, which was something to see. Just kayakers everywhere. It was pretty wild. Not much going on. Got into some bluefish, anywhere from like 8 inches to about 20 inch blues. Just blowing up in one light out of the whole span. And it was, just a jig head at one point was catching them. It was just incredible. Had the great pleasure of paddling with, or having to paddle with, Wayne Mills, Deck Ape to many folks, and Rhino NC, Mr. Ryan. Had a great time, even though Wayne did turtle in the Jackson Cuda, I have to say. But it wasn't his fault. It was a wayward jet skier. Put up a wake right at the boat ramp as Wayne was testing out the Cuda for pretty much the first time and coincidentally went over. I apologize again. I saw the guy and didn't dial him before the wake got to you. But it was a good night. Had a lot of fun. And, all around good stuff. Sunday, took the whole family, wife, kids. Hello to Miss BB Jowichek, Chris Lozier, host of the Tuesday Night Show with her husband, Mr. Mark Lozier. But took the whole family out on the Jackson Big Tuna. I'm not saying that each person got their own kayak. I meant every last one of us, my wife, two kids, myself, in one kayak. And I couldn't be happier. It was truly a dream come true for myself. Got the kids into some croaker, got the wife into some croaker. It was a great day, to say the least. I had to pull back tears a couple of times because I was so happy. So definitely a good time. And then Monday, Memorial Day, went out to practice mothershipping, which is the topic of tonight's show, eventually. we went out around the fourth island, practiced putting in the kayak, taking it out, me paddling around, getting back in the boat. Did fall out a couple of times trying to get back in or getting in the kayak and getting out, just trying to work out the kinks. And then we subsequently found the big boys, those big drum. It was incredible. Thank you again to Captain Ben Shipper, like I mentioned before. He spotted them, and it was just basically us running in front of them, everyone getting ready, casting into the school, hooking up, and then doing the over-under, get them close to the boat, netting them, taking a quick picture and releasing. It was truly awesome. Did see a bunch of cobia, but they didn't want to bite for whatever reason, and it was just a good day to be out in the water. Just one of those times. The spade fish, I almost forgot. we saw a bunch of spade fish around the boat. They were following the school of drum. Never seen that before. I don't know if anyone else has seen something like that. Those spades were hanging tight to those drum, and it was just wild to see. So the spades are in for all of you spade fishermen, and the sheep's head are in also. So get out there and drown some fiddlers or some sand crabs. And that's basically was my weekend. Now I'm recovering and doing it all again this next weekend. All right. Let's see here. We got a new sound bite. Let's play the sound bite real fast. Huh.
Hi, y'all. This is Bonita Bob Bramblett inviting you to participate in the Florida Sportsman Kayak Fishing Challenge. Win a Hobie Revolution brought to you by Sierra River Outfitters, as well as weekly prizes by Deep South Fishing Rods and Yak Attack. For more details, check out floridasportsman.com.
One more cast, one more travel fish on.
All right. There we go. Florida Sportsman Challenge. Check that out. Bonita Bob is a good friend. Down in, I think he's in Naples, I believe. Great kayak angler. Good guy all around. So definitely check that out. All right. And we got a bunch of people in the chat room. Welcome. See if I missed anyone. Mr. Sean Russell, what's going on, man? Brad from Sunjammers, welcome again, buddy. Mr. T. Morris, what's going on? And Yak Chum, what's going on? I already said hello to Miss VV Jamachet. And let's get right to the topic of the night, mothershipping. I'm trying to figure out the best way of approaching this, but here we go. How do you get started with the mothership? The best thing to do is research to find a boat that's going to help you out. Let me take a step back. I'm getting myself confused already. But what is a mothership? For those that don't know, mothershipping is a way of using a bigger boat to put your kayaks in to get you to places that you normally wouldn't go in a kayak, or to transport the kayak to a different area. Let's say you're in Lynn Haven, for instance. Lynn Haven's a big body of water, and you don't want to spend all day paddling to, you know, a certain section, okay? You can stick that kayak in there, motor over to where you want to go, anchor it up, or have someone drop you off, fish, get back in the boat, go home. It's a great way of getting to places that you normally wouldn't have. Many of us think of mothershipping, about going offshore, and that is a goal for many kayak anglers, is to get out there and hook up on a mahi, hook up on a tuna. For many of us that don't have the Gulf Stream right next to the beach, it is the only way to go. But you can use it here in Virginia to get out in the middle of the bay, go after something different, or use it on the Eastern Shore to get out to those barrier islands, if you're leaving out of Wachaprigue or Oyster, to search around for, whatever might be there, a.k.a. tarpon. Brad from Sunjammer says on the chat room that they're about ready to buy a 24-foot Carolina skiff for mothership trips. That is going to be awesome out of Panama City. That is truly going to be cool. Sean Russell asks, with the 24-foot Carolina, how many kayaks will we still be able to mothership? Sunjammer replies, we're only going to do 4. How will we feel once it's ready, we could haul 6. They had the 24 Carolina skiff. There's a gentleman down in Chokoloski. Brad, get a hold of Chip. He knows the guy's name. I can't remember it off the top of my head. But he has a custom Carolina that he does the motherships out of Choco. Launching right there at Chokoloski Island Park. And then takes them out through the islands to the Gulf, and that thing's the whole center console's pulled all the way back. It's really a pretty sweet little setup. I think he's got a 24 also, or it's a 21. It's a pretty neat little setup. We've got all over what is a mothership trip. What are you looking for in a boat? Well, first things first, you're going to need a boat big enough to hold the kayak. You're not going to put a kayak in a 16-foot Carolina skiff or dinghy. You're looking at a substantial boat. Anything over 22 feet is usually the best thing, because then the way you have room not only for yourself, but for those that aren't going out and throwing a kayak in the water. And you're looking for enough forward bow space to be able to strap it in if you need to. Four is usually a pretty good number. That gives you, it doesn't allow everyone off the boat, because you have a six-pack, that's six paying passengers. You want a couple of guys still on the boat to help out. We figured on this boat that I've been working with this gentleman with, and is that four is perfect for his 33-foot contender. And that means that with that 33-foot contender that we could get out to the Gulf Stream in about an hour. So that's a big thing. Let's see here. Poop and Stuff asks, how do you actually get in and out of the big boat? I'm going to go over that in a second. It's kind of tricky. It took us a little bit of trial and error to get it right, but once we did, to get in and out. Swim ladders is one way. We realized that I don't like being in the water that much. Just in case there might be something bigger in the water. So we practiced swim ladder, and we also practiced me just trying to wail myself over the side. We'll get to that in a second. How do you find a captain? And basically what you're looking to do is just get good with anyone with a large boat, basically. It's just to ask. A lot of your larger boat captains, they're looking for any business they can get. So if they can get a full day offshore trip and not have to waste gas trolling and just having to drop you off, they'll be all over it. As long as they have the space and they have the knowledge, you should have no issues whatsoever. But it is, it's what I've done. It's customary. I've actually looked at three or four of the boats, and I've taken trips out with them. I've just bought a regular trip, went out with them for a half-day trip, just to know the captain, just get to know the mate, because those bigger boats, the mate is always with that captain, and that's a great thing. See how well they work, or if you're going to bring your own gear, or you can use their gear, check out their gear. That is all major things. And yes, I'm going to just call you P&S, Poop and Stuff. P&S, I imagine the captain might be concerned with safety issues. A lot of captains are, because they just don't have the experience with it yet. And that's where, I did this with this past Monday, was going out with this gentleman in his boat, and we practiced putting in so he could become comfortable. And I could become comfortable working in some pretty heavy currents. We went over to the high rise for a couple of trips. To practice getting in really tough currents. And it is tough. Trying to simulate, in the Gulf Stream, where it can really rip pretty hard. Just going through any situation we could think of. So let's get over. You got the kayak in the boat. The captain, the mate are going to figure out the best way to put that kayak to stabilize the boat. And be as efficient as possible. Because remember, he's still burning gas. So, insurance for ferrying, correct. Sorry, folks, we're in the chat room. Mr. Loader says, he will be responsible for all bodies who step into his boat. Better make sure his insurance covers ferrying, correct. And most captains with a tow license have the ferrying added into their insurance, which is a good thing. And that's just something you just need to find out. Like I said, folks, just ask around. Eventually you'll find someone who's got all the insurance, got everything taken care of. But, okay. So he's going to get the boat put in. You're going to put boats in there. Remember, space sometimes is going to be tight, so you can't take a lot of stuff. A lot of times it's best to use what they have. If they're not comfortable with having a kayaker holding on to their steel, their International 30, then, you know, bring your own gear. And just remember, folks, these are, you know, this is their job. And that may work for tips, too. So make sure you bring some extra cash to tip the mate, because he's going to be working his butt off as well as you are. So just remember that. So you get out in the water, you head out to where you're going. You know, Mr. Lozier, I'm sorry, folks, taking Shine's really info, says, also, you are his charter then, but are responsible for your own tags if you fish for species that need to be registered, i.e. tuna. Yes, great point. I almost forgot about that. Thank you. Yeah, that's where you're going. The best way we found to put the kayak into the water, we found, is that we have one gentleman on the bow with a rope on the front handle, one on the back, and then the angler, myself, would hold the middle handle, lift it up over the side of the gunwale, and into the water, okay? At this point, if you're going to use a swim ladder and you don't feel comfortable stepping over the side of the gunwale into the kayak and sitting down, you would jump in. No, let's see here. And it says also, fantastic captain, welcome. let's see here. Captain asks, good evening, people. I am new to kayak fishing. Is this the place to come to learn about kayak fishing? Yes, it is. And welcome. Hammerhead posts up, also bluefin cannot be caught via mothership. Correct. Due to the issues of boat-to-boat, you don't want that that headache. And plus, you're looking at catching, I think the legal limit size is 73 inches, 53 inches, something like that. That's a big tuna, to say the least, to try to handle yourself. So please be very careful with those fish. Release them right inside the kayak and let them go if you can get them in that close. Where was I at? But if you're not comfortable stepping over the gun, like I said, in the kayak, what you're going to want to do is get off the swim ladder, swim up to your kayak if you can, grab a hold of it, get in, and go. So not the time for it to be the first time that you self-rescue yourself in your kayak. It is definitely a tough thing to get into when you have moving water like that for your first time. So you definitely want to be knowledgeable in getting in, and proficient, I should say. Let's get back to the topic at hand. From reading the chat room, Captain's asking about kayaks. Let's see here. But if you're going to step over the gunwale into the kayak, just remember that when you do, that kayak's going to be moving underneath you. This is, you know, where those people that are holding the bow and stern are really going to be your friends. You want to get as close to the, snugged up to the boat, the mothership as possible, help your stability, get in it, grab your paddle, grab the rod, and get out there. I do not recommend a crate. If you're worried about hydration or things like that, bait, throw a couple of baits in the bay well behind you. If you got somebody storming the front, do that. Throw a couple of waters in your lap. For ease of getting the boat in and out, you want as little as possible. interfering with doing what you're doing. So you get out there, you catch your fish, you're ready to come back in, okay? Let's say you catch a big tuna, a big yellowfin tuna, right? It's a hoss. This is not the time to be learn how to gaff a fish for the first time either. If you have any worries about that, get close enough to the boat, let them know, hey, this is a big fish. I need a gaff. They will help you. They'll tell you, all right, you're doing good. Sometimes they might ask you to even get close enough to the boat, lift it up, that they can gaff it close to the boat or with you farther away. It all depends on what they want to do. They are throwing the gaff, so just remember that. yes, you definitely want a buddy system for this, for going out there. You know, that's where you take up to four is just generally a good number for kayaks in the mothership, because room is paramount, and a lot of times that's what you're looking for. Oh, wow. We got a bunch of people. The chat room is flowing too fast to keep up. People are asking questions about guides and stuff like that. But you got your fish, you're coming in, you got to take out. Time to go home or you're going to move spots. This is where it gets tricky. This is where you really need to relay information clearly to those on the boat. What's going to happen is, this is if you're going to stand up and then get back in over the side of the gunwale of the boat. What you're going to do, paddle up. The guy who's going to grab the bow, he's got to grab it first, okay? Once he grabs a hold of that bow for you, the captain's going to either, you're going to snug up against it or you're going to swing way out. Let him adjust to you. Okay, he's going to swing the boat, get you close. The second person's going to grab the stern, okay? That's where you, once they have a hold of the boat, third person is going to take all your gear, your fish if you have them, your rod, your paddle, anything else you might find pertinent, okay, that you don't want to lose, okay, because the boat will tip over at this point in many occasions. Go ahead and grab the gunwale if you can, stand up, and then what I found was the best was just to bail out. Just flop over the side. When you try to step over, that's when the kayak's going to kick out from underneath you and you're just going to fall out anyway. Just roll over. If you can catch your feet, good. If you don't, no issues there as long as you're not kicking someone in the face. It is definitely a funny moment. You will get laughed at, but yeah, you know, it'll still, everyone will be razzing it, but it'll be fun. On to, if you're going to bail out before you get there, remember, they have to have a control of the kayak first, then just slide right off, swim back, grab that swim ladder, get in, help them pick it up. This is where you're going to want three people on this kayak again. At the same time, one, two, three, lift. You're on the handle. You're making sure that thing doesn't rotate on you. So those guys don't have a lot of, you know, rotational movement on those handles on the stern and bow. Lift it up, slide into where it needs to go, put it in there, and you'll be golden. Okay? Let them strap it in, take pictures, have fun with it. That is basically what you need to get acquired with mothershipping. I said I practiced it this past weekend on Monday. With the gentleman, just get ready to go offshore at some point here soon. It is one of the, you know, a good feeling to have accomplished. Um, boondoggle, just for Miss Lozier, Mrs. Lozier, I should say. There it is.
Boondoggle.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
There we go, the boondoggle. If you don't know, now you know. October 5th through the 8th, here in Virginia Beach at a First Landing State Park is where we're going to be holding it. Basically, we've got guys coming from Florida. We got Hammerhead, hopefully doesn't have any more issues with work, coming down from Vermont. The Watanabes from Kentucky will be there. Hopefully Adam will be there. Hopefully we'll get a guy from Oregon. Heard a couple guys wanting to come up from Texas and California. Folks, this is the time to meet some great anglers and have a good time. It is going to be a really great time. I'm so excited for this. We got people coming from Kempsville, you know, Virginia Beach, great. but it's going to be, excellent time. I called them the other day. I think there's two cabins left at First Landing State Park, but plenty of tent sites. The bait shack, little convenience store, will be open. Heard the Rob Choi guy, he should be there. Kaya Kevin, Chad Hoover, the Loziers, and myself will be there. It'll be an excellent time for everyone involved. If you can't get a campsite or a cabin at First Landing State Park, don't worry. Don't worry. Just 5 minutes down the road, we have the oceanfront, which has more hotels than you can shake a stick at. Definitely an option. If you're bringing the family and the significant other doesn't fish, there's enough stuff to do. And it is the weekend after the TKAA tournament. If you don't know about that, go to TKAA.org. And, sign up for that, fish that, stay the week. Virginia Beach and just Virginia in general has some great things to see. Remember, this is the birthplace of America. Williamsburg, Yorktown, great place to take the family, learn some stuff. Richmond's a great place to go. We have Busch Gardens right around the corner. So it's definitely going to be a great time. Stay the week, enjoy it. And the fishing, hopefully if we don't get a tropical storm or anything like that, will be excellent to say the least. All right, seeing here. All right. People are chatting up in the. Sorry for the dead air. I'm just kind of reading the chat room, trying to catch up. Let's see here. Chuck's being naughty. Fishing Chef, what's going on, man? Haven't talked to you in a while. But, folks, that's basically it. Let's talk about some baits that you can use on a kayak offshore. Easiest one is a pitch bait, i.e. cigar minnow on a live bait hook. And throw it towards the fish. If you're going to troll, let the mate and everyone else let them rig it up for you. They're going to know what's going to be best for trolling at the slow speed that you will be going if you decide to troll. As long as you do that, you should be fine. If you're doing it by yourself, get some menhaden, get some pilchards if you're down south. Something that you can easily rig up, cast out, and hook up on fish. It's as simple as that. There will be some paddling involved if you're trolling. They're going to tell you how to get everything up, how to get everything set up, how to troll correctly, what to do when the fish hits. This way everything will be taken care of. Best thing I can tell you, hope everyone has learned something. Wow. All right. Let's say hello to Redfish Chuck, Mr. Arley, Scuba Stan, Raw. Sean Russell already said hello. Yak Chum. Seen anyone else that showed up while I was chatting. Fishing Chef, what's going on, man? All right. Yes. Welcome to the Wednesday Night Show. I cannot read and talk at the same time. And Arlie, what's going on, man? All right. I think that's covering it. Anyone have any questions? I'm going to start chatting. Cuda heads. We need a soundbite with the Cuda. You know, someone just going Cuda, 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 Cuda. All right. Making myself laugh. That's pretty sad. Seeing if there's anything in here. Nope. Okay. All right, let's get on to it. This coming weekend here in Virginia Beach, looking like a good weekend. We've got some northwest winds. It should be blowing. Nothing over 10 miles an hour from what I can tell. Water temps in the bay are up there. They're in the 70s now, which is a great thing. Actually, I'm not sure if this big rain we had, if that's not going to go down. Let's hope it doesn't. Like I said before, Lynn Haven does have fish in it, finally. Spot Croaker was watching a crabber pulling in his pots, and inside of his pots he had tog, little baby tog in there, maybe about 8 inches. He was losing his mind every time he caught him. So the reds are in. You can find them. My name is going to be a good year. In the bay, sheep's head and spades have showed up. So get out there and get on them. Should be a lot of fun. Rudy Inlet, the drummer in there. Look for high tide along the grass. It's been a pretty good time to get into them. The flounder bite's been really good too. And all of the inlets and around all the bridges, HRBT, Spaber's Tunnel, and everything else. Captain, keep it, because Captain, please refrain from stuff like that in the chat room. Jeez. Alright, down south, we're looking at good winds for down in Carolina and South Carolina. It's looking like there's a chance for rain, I believe, on Saturday down in Carolina. Just keep that in mind. Flounder bite's been good. Heard of some kingfish, like I said before, in South Carolina. So expect them in North Carolina as well. If you can get out there and troll for them, would be great. It's going to be definitely a good weekend after Memorial Day. Hopefully the rain stay off. Hopefully no more surprise tropical storms pop up. And should be good. All right. I'd like to say thank you to everyone who was in the chat room. People are chatting up in the chat room. Let's go with my shameless plugs for the night. Jackson Kayaks are not gay, compared to what some people say. Just if you don't know, now you know. Jackson Kayaks, you know, I paddle one, Hammerhead Grade Crisp, paddles one. Let's see here, who else? LGB has a Cuda. Scuba Stan, who else? Vector's Chuck, of course. Yak Chum has one. Can't say enough about them. Just great boats. The Big Tuna is a perfect family vessel. They take out the whole family. It is truly a gift to be able to enjoy a kayak like that. So definitely check out JacksonKayak.com. Some great stuff there. Also remember, June 9th, for everyone in the area, the Appomattox River Company Demo Day up in Farmville will be going on. I will be up there. I know the Loggers will be up there repping Native. Just going to be a good time. Be able to paddle a bunch of different boats, talk to a bunch of different people. It will truly be a fun time all around. So get up, go to paddleva.com for more info on that demo day. Slayer Inc. I can't say enough about Slayer Inc. The SST Sinister Swimtail line of paddle tails. I love them. Caught flounder on them, caught big trout, caught a redfish on one on Monday. Just truly a great paddle tail. Works great. Any way you can roll, you can fish it. Slow roll it on the bottom. Just a great little bait. Definitely check them out. Buy their jig heads. One of the best jig heads hook wise. Extremely well made. It is just check me in the chat room. Wow. But definitely a check out SlayerInc.com. Yeti coolers, wildly stronger, keeps ice longer. Akuma Fishing, can't say enough about Akuma tackle. Definitely check them out, because fishing shouldn't cost you an arm and a leg. I know I'm forgetting. So Stolquist, PFDs. You should always wear your PFD, folks. Had this conversation with several people this past weekend. Watched one guy go in without a PFD on, and if he didn't have a buddy next to him, I don't know what might have happened. Definitely didn't know how to swim. Didn't realize how deep it was. And had a little situation going on. So please wear your PFDs, Stolquist PFDs, personally in my opinion. Make the best one. The Fisherman PFD is great, comfortable, wear it all day long, easy to clean. So definitely buy a PFD. Oh, we got a caller finally. Well, here my jib. Area code 678, you're on the air.
Just listen, brother.
Who's this?
Hello? Oh, just listening.
Oh, just listen? Okay. Putting you back on mute. So, finally, we have someone else to talk to for a second. All right. One of those orange life jackets, as long as you wear it, you'll be fine. It won't be very comfortable for long, but if that's the way you want to go, definitely, as long as you wet. Wow. Not a four says, I sank my ultimate and lost it in the river. Never buy one again. That sucks. I only take the same words right out of my mouth. Wow. But definitely wear your PFDs, ladies and gentlemen. Don't want to see anyone get hurt or don't want anyone getting hurt, basically. So please wear your PFDs. Buy the proper gear. Remember, folks, to be Coast Guard safe or Coast Guard within the Coast Guard regs, you need to have a PFD either on you or in your kayak, preferably on you. They're doing you no good inside the kayak as you're floating away. And a signaling device, whistle, horn, anything like that would work, okay? Audible device, and you'll be golden, okay? All right. Let's see here. All right. We've gone through them, gone through the shameless plugs, and we will call it a night. I'd like to thank everyone that showed up. Scuba Stan, he's already left. Mr. LGB, fantastic captain, welcome. If you have any questions, check out my website, Landing Crew Kayak Fishing. I am Landing Crew, if you don't know. Check that out. Also check out the Lozier's, firstlandingyakfish.com, I believe. Great website, great, two great anglers. Definitely a great group of people there. Also, if you have info, Rob Choi's website, angling-addict.com, great website for some info, along with kayakkevin.com. If you have any questions about catching those big fish or bait fish in the Chesapeake Bay, buy his videos, Kayak Fishing the Chesapeake 1 and Kayak Fishing the Chesapeake Bay 2. Some great info there. Remember, folks, the Boondoggle is coming up in October. For more info, I almost forgot to do this. God, I'm off my game tonight. All the way down, there it is.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
And the last word is a boondoggle.
Boondoggle.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
F-bombs. Sorry, I've got people. Well, we're just going to call it a night. We got people in the chat rooms. Not doing what they should be doing. Captain. Oh, man. All right, folks, with that, I'm calling a night. Catch the show Thursday night with Chip 300 Gibson. Tomorrow night at 8 p.m., same place, same time. And then Friday night is Isaac Miller's show at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard, 8 Pacific, West Coast show. Monday, Redfish Chip show, same time, 8 p.m. Redfish Chuck Monday night. Tuesday night is the Double L show. With that, we got people getting nasty in the chat room. We're going to call it. Thank everyone for showing up. Hopefully we will catch you next week. Have a great night. Wear your PFD, take kids fishing, and stay safe. Night, everybody.